If you're looking for raspberry or pumpkin or cookie dough flavored coffee, Kaplan's probably isn't your best bet. The St. Paul Cafe is modeled after traditional European coffee shops. It doesn't do decaf, and there aren't any fancy toppings. And everyone here seems just fine with that.
Dan! Good morning to you.
There was, however, a bit of commotion last month when Kaplan's eliminated one of the staples of American coffee shop culture, the tip jar.
We basically decided we wanted to ban it.
Some assumed taking away the tip jar meant taking money out of employees' pockets. But, says owner Andrew Kaplan, it's just the opposite.
We raised our prices, then paid our employees a significant raise so that they no longer have to rely on gratuity as a part of their compensation.
Soy chai, ready?
For Kaplan, the standard coffeehouse business model, lower wages supplemented by tips, never felt quite right.
It rewards employees that work in the mornings, because that's when we're busy. It doesn't reward the employees who clean the whole shop afterwards, because that's not quote-unquote tippable work.
Amanda Kaplan, shop co-owner and Andrew's wife, looked into pooling tips and redistributing them based on hours worked. But she says pay inequities remained.
An evening shift in July, there were literally people who made 50 cents for their whole shift in tips. A Saturday morning in September, you're making $35 in tips for your shifts.
The Kaplans decided to cut out tips completely and raise base pay from around $9 an hour to $12.50. To do this, prices would need to go up 20%, adding about a buck to the average drink. But before moving ahead, Andrew Kaplan met with employees to make sure they all approved of the changes.
He gave us pie charts and graphs, and I think he was pretty nervous, but everyone at the table was just beaming.
Barista Anna McFall even remembers some clapping.
The tipping system is sort of the luck of the draw, so having an actual hourly wage was awesome.
Co-owner Amanda Kaplan was totally taken aback by the reactions.
A couple of them, I think, almost started crying, like, wow.
Barista Tony Hunt steams milk for a cappuccino. A month ago, the drink would have cost $3.50. Today, it's $4.25. The Kaplans worried about how customers would respond to such price increases, but they've received very little criticism.
$5.75.
There is one recurring and completely unanticipated complaint, says Andrew Kaplan.
The major problem has literally been people like, well, I still want a tip.
They'll wink at us and say, oh, you can put this towards the next customer's beverage, wink, wink.
Others, says employee Oliver O'Doherty, tuck dollar bills under the cash register when no one's looking. Many Minnesotans gripe about the pervasiveness of tip jars. But complaining is one thing, says Amanda Kaplan. Being deemed someone who doesn't tip is another. She recalls a recent conversation with a wannabe tipper.
She actually followed me up to the counter and was like, how do I say thank you then? I just want to tell you that it was a really nice experience. And I was like, well, that's how you say thank you, by saying thank you.
Clearly, nice words aren't a replacement for tips in most coffee shops. But here, says Oliver O'Doherty, the elimination of tipping has been a huge perk.
There's a lot of psychic white noise in the background as each person decides, oh, should I tip, should I not tip? Oh, that person never tips. And as much as we'd like to be above that sort of mentality, it's nice to do away with it.
Not only have interactions with customers changed, says Anna McFall, so has the way she views her job.
I was already pretty proud of this place and proud to work here, but I feel even more so now. I feel like I get to declare every day that this is a progressive place, a good place to work, which is pretty great.
Nikki Tundell, Minnesota Public Radio News, St. Paul.
Yeah, have a nice day, man.